Ashraf Garda on the National Pulse.
Right, so how about you commenting about that? I mean, have you been in that position where you've struggled with your driver's license and no matter what, still gone ahead and done what you did because you understood it was paramount in terms of you living your life? And then what else have you applied in terms of other life skills that seemed impossible, but you've done it? I certainly want to know, and you can call into 086-000-2032, WhatsApp in text or voice note form 0614-104-107. If you're tweeting on the X platform, well, tweet out to SAFM Radio. Use the hashtag The National Pulse, and then do tag me as well, Ashraf Garda. I can tell you now, we have a show to talk about here that will cover a range of issues with the economy of South Africa and our neighbours, very much part of our neighbour Zimbabwe, that is very much a part of this conversation, right? Well, we'll chat later on to Tessa Dooms about the state of the nation or government, the national state and the state of the economy and how they link to each other, if not, okay? So there we are, that's just one of them. Let's, however, start with talking about Zimbabwe. Now, I understand that today you had a situation that whether they were informal traders or street hawkers, there's a sense that they were not using, people in Zimbabwe, this new ZiG currency. They were not wanting to use it, right? So I understand. As a result of that, there's been pictures circulating on social media showing the police officers beating up vendors for not accepting the new currency. Remember, this new currency would replace the old Zimbabwe dollars or the US dollars or the South African rand. So I need to know more about it. I'm sure you want to know more about it too. Let's find out more then with Lennon Ndebele, who's the head of News 24's Africa Desk. Lennon, good chatting to you and thanks for joining us for the National Pulse.
Good afternoon to you.
Good. I'm trying to get a picture of Zimbabwe's National Pulse, which must be racing, and there's some sense of people being furious about what's happened today. So give us the backstory to that.
Well, people must know that first things first, the ZiG is not yet there in physical form. It's at the moment electronic money. So you swipe or you use something called EcoCash. It's something like an e-wallet of sorts, but it's electronic money basically. So vendors are not taking electronic money because they prefer the US dollar, the hard currency, the US dollar, which has more value than this phantom money, so to speak, of which will have notes maybe next week. So, okay. But they, yeah.
Are you saying that's the, is that the fundamental reason? So are they not taking it because it's too difficult to receive it electronically or risky? Or are they not taking it because that ZiG currency has already been devalued since the time it hit the streets a few weeks back?
Well, people prefer, like informal traders prefer hard cash. Cash as in money that you can hold with your hands, you know, because they also get their wares from somewhere in hard cash, which is mostly in foreign currency. Because remember, the ZiG as it is, only trades locally. It doesn't trade outside Zimbabwe. You know, they claim that this money is almost equal to the pula in rand, which is about maybe 23-24% valuable more than the rand if you are to compare with the US dollar. But you don't have it in physical form. So what happens is people now buy US dollars using the ZiG from the street, the black market foreign currency dealers.
Okay, so with that having said, I mean, so clearly these informal traders, these street vendors are refusing to take the money. Now, the second part of that is the police allegedly beating them up. I mean, can we verify that that's what happened?
Well, what I'm aware of is that the police have been rounding up foreign currency dealers. Some have been found with point of sale machines. They are basically buying, people are buying US dollars from these foreign currency dealers. So they say it's illegal. But now, the unfortunate thing with this ZiG is that you can't buy an air ticket to Ethiopia or to the UK. Only today, a local airline, FastJet, started taking this money, but no one else is taking it. And by the way, you can't buy basics like fuel with ZiG. You have to buy fuel in rand or in American dollars. So for someone who earns a ZiG, they just go to the black market to procure those US dollars to fuel their cars. You know, so if you are to say they can't go to the black market, how do you expect them to fuel their cars when you don't find US dollars in the banks? You can't walk into a bank and say, I've got 10 Z, I want American dollars or rand or pula or whatever. You can't, because the money is not there. So the money is in circulation in the black market, and you get it at a premium. You know, for example, they are pegging the ZiG to one US dollar is 13 ZiG. That's the official rate in the banking sector. But now, if you want to buy that money, you go to the black market, and they'll say 1 ZiG is sorry, 1 US dollar is 19 ZiG or 20. So already it has lost value in the black market.
Okay, got that.
So
Okay,
the
so look,
yeah.
from a government point of view, clearly once they've established the ZiG, it would be in government's interest and they would want more people to use it. But you already said the hard notes haven't yet even been printed, so that will really happen in a week or two, right? So with that in mind, why then would the police resort to beating people up? And who have they beaten up? Have they beaten up the money exchanges, or are they beating up the street vendors?
Well, I don't know if anyone has been beaten up. All I know is people being arrested. For example, there are about 62 that were arrested a few days ago. One of them was supposed to get married the next day, you know. So they were arrested for being in possession of debit cards that are not in their names, you
Okay,
know. Some
we've
silly
certainly
things like
we
that.
right we've certainly seen pictures circulating on social media, and they're there. And then we'll probably maybe get my team to post some of them as well on Twitter now, just with the hashtag the National Pulse, of in fact police officers beating up vendors for not accepting the new currency.
You have to fact check that first, because we haven't come across such reports.
Okay.
I'm in contact with the police almost on a daily basis and so on. That's not an official thing. Just fact check. It could be videos from the past, maybe linked to political violence or something like that.
All right. Well, I mean, I suppose, one thing is fact checking via the police, but the other is just fact checking with other people. I mean, are you in a position, if not now, just now, to fact check it and let us know even when you go off the air, because we certainly want to know?
Sure, I can.
Yeah. All right. What else then can you tell us about, the state of the Zimbabwean economy and the rationale behind the introduction of the ZiG currency from the Zimbabwean government?
Well, the general public is skeptical about this ZiG thing, because we've been down through this road, you know, quite a number of times. You're talking about a country that has changed currencies like 6 times since independence, and all those times it was after the turn of the millennium, when government corruption, politics going wrong, and what have you. So basically, what's happening now with this ZiG, it will start losing value again, and it will add on to the zeros, 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 until a point in time where we talk about record inflation again. So people are worried, and the fundamental is this. You want us to use this money, but we can't buy basics like fuel. I can't walk into a Beirut to change, even in South Africa, to say, hey, I've got 50 ZiGs. I'm visiting SA. I have to change. I need money here. The money is like monopoly money. It works within Zimbabwe, and it's also limited, even if it's working within Zimbabwe,
So
you know.
what has been the
So,
most common currency tradable in Zimbabwe up to like 2 weeks ago? The most common form of trading.
the American dollar.
Okay. And obviously not the Zim dollar and not South African rand. Is that used at all or not?
Yeah, it's used mostly in the southern parts of the country. It's a geographical thing, I think. But in Harare, they prefer the American dollar. But you can use the rand. But when you use the rand, they distort the rate.
Okay,
Like
so
today, the rate is supposed to be 1:19. They will tell you it's 1:20. You know. But yeah, you use the rand and the US dollar. The
yeah.
pula, nah.
Pula, now going forward, what is the one thing around the issue of currency that you would be looking out for as a pointer to where the currency and the economy of Zimbabwe is heading?
Well, for me, the Reserve Bank on its own should be confident about their own money before they come to us in the public. I mean, it was disappointing to yesterday saying he knew nothing about a structured currency. with the we called what's what have you they had to learn this from an IMF consultant who told them to go this route. Whether it's true or not, it's out there. It's hard to believe these guys, because when they introduced the last currency that we had, the one that's outgoing, they said it was backed by a $200 million loan from Afrimex Bank.
Okay.
And for 2 years, we were told that, but the currency kept losing value right until just a few weeks ago, when they let the cat out of the bag that, oh, that money wasn't backed by anything.
Yeah,
So
yeah, yeah. Okay.
it's a thing to do with illusions.
All right. Well, that, Lennon, let's leave it at that. Thank you for your time. Certainly on the issue of those pictures, the social media pictures that are showing people being beaten up, if you can in any way verify it, yay or nay, whichever one, do let us know. I'd certainly like to mention that. And it is an official statement from the Zimbabwean government around that issue and from other human rights sources. If anything, then we'd certainly love to know. I'd love to mention it on air over the next hour or two, because I think it's that important. All right. Thank you for your time.
All right.
That's Lennon.
Okay, cool.
Lennon Ndebele, the head of News 24's Africa Desk.